says, friendship with the world is an enemy of God.
Yeah, friendship with the world is the enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, what's the world? The world is the politics, the sports, the cultural dress, the man-made Sunday church systems, entertainment. And so Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And here's the thing I would tell you. Most Americans, we travel the country for free, we preach all over. Most Americans, many of them believe on Jesus. They believe him. They say, I believe in him. Very, very, very few are following him biblically, which means they've studied the word, they've tested everything they do, how they act, how they talk, how they dress, how they live, how they spend their money, who they associate with, how they spend their time, okay? And when people do that and they consider what Jesus did for them, his death, burial, and resurrection, and his shed blood, and he said, I come, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Actually, he said, my yoke is light, my burden is easy, I think he said, but it doesn't matter, same thing. And what that means is if we're willing to cast off all of our sin and all of our worldliness and leave family and friends that don't want him behind, and we go and serve him, it's an easy walk. You know why it's so hard for people?
I left all my family.
You know why it's so hard? Everybody carries all their stuff with them. Imagine carrying all your sin and your trials and your burdens with you. You have to lose all of that and strip your life down.
Several times.
Awesome.
Answer from not walking. He's an awesome, kind God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So I would encourage you on our website.
That's about YouTube.
On our website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't make money doing this. We travel the country. I retired early to do this. And we teach people how to become a disciple of Jesus from God's word. It's not my word. I don't have any truth. But we teach people from the word of God how to be a disciple. And you can begin to take inventory of your life and go, okay, I believe in Jesus. Okay. Do I believe he shed his blood for me? Yeah. Have I repented of all my sin and my worldliness? Well, I don't really even know what all that is. So read the scriptures and the Spirit will guide you. And then ask yourself, I'm willing to lose my entire life. When you get married, you lose your entire life for that other person. Am I born again? Born from above, the Bible says. And then if you go, I think I am born again. Well, now if you tell me you're born again, I'm going to say, I want to see your fruit. Because you're a tree. Look at these trees. And what do palm trees produce? Usually coconuts or dates, I think, is the true fruit. They don't grow apples, right? And a godly person doesn't grow a bunch of sin, do they? They may sin some, but they have to repent and leave it. We all struggle with it. We're not going to be perfect. But Jesus actually did say in Matthew 5:48, you know what he said? Be ye perfect. And that's a high call. But you know what that word in the Greek, always study the Greek and the Hebrew words. That word perfect really means fully mature. And so what that means is when you're fully mature, you still may sin, but you don't want to, you don't seek it, you don't live in it, you fight against it, you're mature. You're a mature believer walking after the Father and his kingdom, not entertaining yourself, not living by the culture's pattern. So we're in a political cycle. Everybody's all caught up in politics. Christians that are born of God looking for the kingdom, politics mean nothing to me. Because have you noticed every 4 years it's a new person? Does anything really change? Nothing changes.
I'm hoping that Jesus will come soon.
Well, he's going to come at the end of the tribulation. We're not even in the tribulation. There's no pre-trib rapture. He's going to come at the end of the tribulation. Yep. We're going to have to go through Satan's wrath, not God's wrath.
You believe in the rapture?
I believe in the rapture, but not the pre-trib rapture. The pre-trib rapture is before Christ returns. He takes up his people. He says in Matthew 24... and in 1 Corinthians 15, it says he comes at the last trump at the end of the tribulation. So I got all kinds of articles on that. I'm here to preach.
It says in 2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, that's not at the end of the tribulation. But I have articles on that. Look them up. Study on them. And I'd love, my email's on there. I'd love to hear from you, encourage you in the faith. Does that sound good? Awesome. God be praised. I'm going to preach the gospel now. Have a joyous day.
Bless you.
Repent, come out of the world, folks. We love you.